It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Proves.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to my show, Fairbanks Foodies. This is David Proves. On this show, we look at the events that are coming up, food you can cook, food that people serve to you, drinks you can make. We enjoy ourselves on this show. We look at things, we investigate, we say hello to all the Fairbanks that we get to. And today, we're going to do a special one. Who's ever heard of Jason's Donuts? Well, that's what we're looking at today. I went out and I got some wonderful samples for a few people to try in the studio with me. We're going to have a nice little talk on Jason's Donuts in the beginning, and then later on, I'll go into some other parts of the show. Now, in Fairbanks, we all love our donuts. You have a wonderful place on the corner of Gaffney and Cushman Street, the Donut Shop. You have two Safeways that make donuts and two Fred Meyers that make donuts, plus other little specialty bake shops around town. Fairbanks loves our donuts, but Jason's is the handcrafted donut location. It's on Garrity Street. Not an easy location there. Once University Avenue opens up, again, once it does open up, it'll be easier to get to Jason's Donuts, but you gotta come in off Airport Road on Garrity Street, and it's behind RJ's Lounge, so it's not an easy get to, but it is worth it. They are their business hours. They're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're 8 to whenever they sold, excuse me, they open up at 6 a.m. except on Sunday, and they close when they sell out. So if you're looking at going over there around noon, they're probably going to be sold out. They have a wonderful array of donuts. They have the original sugar rings, which are some of my favorites. Those are $2. Your standard, your glazed rings, those are $2.50. Your specialty rings, your fritters, your cinnamon rolls, your cake rings, your cheese pocket, your filled donuts, your twists, your donut holes. They have, one of my favorites is their maple bacon glazed donut. What we're going to be doing today is a maple glazed bacon donut, a Persian, a blueberries filled donut, and your standard donut.
The edit in there, huh?
Yeah.
Our first foray into this is with the wonderful Melissa.
Hello.
And I am forcing her.
Forcing.
To have the blueberry filled with blueberry frosting.
So much force.
And, you know, certain things in life should be legal.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I think it's one.
And cost efficient. And this is both. This should be both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. First off, that blueberry filling. That is phenomenal.
It is, isn't it?
I don't know if that's a... That's not a jelly. That is not a blueberry jelly. That is like a blueberry, like they make that. That is made. That is delicious.
That is homemade.
And then that the frosting on it, the you know, whatever it is, the frosting.
The blueberry
the
cover
blueberry
frosting.
The blueberry cover frosting. Like, that's got real blueberries in it. That is phenomenal. And it's not too sweet. Like...
It's not overpowering.
Yeah.
It all melts well together.
Right. It's not. Yeah. It's delicious. I am loving this. eating it slowly.
At this moment, who's your favorite person in the world?
You are. You brought me donuts. That makes you my favorite always.
Yeah. It. You know, it's a great location. They've been in business now, I'd say, about 3 or 4 years. They've changed locations a couple years. They're finally in one location.
So can I tell you a secret?
Certainly.
So I happen to know the people who run Jason's Donuts. That's actually my best friend.
Okay.
They come from Buffalo, New York. And these are Buffalo-style
donuts.
Donuts.
Not wings, donuts.
Not wings. These are Buffalo-style donuts. These are the way they make the donuts there in the New England area of New York. They're made with... Like the flour that they use, like you don't find this flour at Fred Meyer. This is special
brought in
flour made for these donuts.
Nailed a specific way.
It is, and it's what gives them the puff and the softness, and they're just absolutely phenomenal. A great thing that they have done. Great thing that they have done. I love Jason's Donuts.
Okay. Next is our bacon maple bar.
Oh, it's amazing.
I feel like I'm at a barbecue eating a donut with a barbecue sauce on it with smoke.
Like, seriously.
Got smoked bacon.
Yes, and it's like it's got the maple frosting on it. It's got, and then it's got the bacon, and it's like people always are kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe you put bacon in something. Like Denny's had that like bacon shake for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. But it's amazing what happens when you mix a little bit of sweet with the saltiness of the bacon. It melds so wonderfully.
And it has a wonderful crust.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to describe.
It is. It's not crunchy. It's soft bacon. Yeah. It's the texture of the bacon is great. The bacon is not overcooked. It's not undercooked. It's like that perfect spot for bacon. And then you got the maple frosting. It's phenomenal.
Now we have Glitter here, who's a bacon aficionado, and he's trying it on a donut.
Now, I've actually tried bacon on a donut. Usually it's always done with the maple like this. You see, I've seen it before. Usually a longer strip on like a maple bear claw kind of thing. I've had those. And bacon accentuates anything sweet. It just goes together so well. Remember Bill Staley's praline bacon that he would make was just an amazing thing. And this is very good because it's once again, the donut itself, you know, it all comes down. You can flavor a donut with anything. But if it's not the right consistency, you've had donuts that were too hard or too dry or just too, you know. And these happen, the consistency of these is really impressive.
Yes.
And I think that kind of helps with the maple. And it's cheating. It's bacon on it. Come on. I mean, you're putting bacon on it.
It's cheating when you throw bacon on it.
The blueberry one was really impressive because the same reason. It was a great donut. Mm-hmm. It was thick donut. My favorite donuts are jelly-filled donuts.
Yeah.
My favorite jelly is blueberry. So this had me, right? And it was an attractive one as well because it also had the blueberry frosting on it. So it looked good. My only suggestion is please go with the Alaska blueberry. If you're going to put blueberry inside of one here, use Alaska blueberry because there's no other blueberry like it. Anything else is kind of, I have to go with blueberry, especially this time of the year. How are you not doing with Alaska blueberry?
Yes.
Right? I mean, Hoarfrost is doing it this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Hot Licks is doing it.
Yeah.
Now's the time to use.
Doing it.
And it would be interesting for them to do some Alaska jams, not only blueberry.
But cranberry.
Cranberry, raspberry.
Salmon berry.
Doing something. I could see that being a whole line for them of Alaska jelly-filled donuts. I mean, boom.
Why not?
So my job is done here. I want to try another bite. I did try a little bit of the cinnamon one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the texture is what works. It's like an old-fashioned donut with a cinnamon coating. And at the outside, you would think, oh, my God, this is rock hard. But it's got this crunch to the outside of the donut, and yet the center of the donut is still flaky and good. With that cinnamon crunchy exterior, oh, what a great combination this thing is.
I was trying to throw together exactly what these reminded me of, and you nailed it, those old-fashioned donuts. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is.
It's like a large old-fashioned
donut. Oh, my God, so
when I
good.
Ordered it, I said, I'll take the old-fashioned there with the cinnamon.
Oh, is that what
I didn't know what it was, but I looked at it and said, that looks like an old fashioned to me. And she knew exactly what I wanted.
And it's got the cinnamon sugar instead of the glaze, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And when I walked in there to buy these, the lady was just so nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So open. And every guy's walking in there thinking to themselves, they better not be sold out. They better not be sold out. How often does that happen?
I have stood in that line there, you know, to go get some donuts on a Saturday, and three people walk in going, what do they have? Do they still have donuts up there? Like, that's what it is. And it's, you got to get them while they're hot. You got to get them real quick.
They have a following. It's growing. They open up at 6, except on Sundays. They open up at 8.
Yep.
They're closed Monday and Tuesday, and they're open until they're sold out.
Yes.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, that's a good way to go. When you're that popular, you can sell everything out and then be at the golf course by 11 o'clock. That's not bad. And I don't even eat donuts.
They've even got coffee.
I've never been there. I don't even know where the store is. I have no idea.
Garrity Street behind RJ's Lounge.
I hear they're fantastic. And these little half bites of are more donuts than I've eaten together in 6 months. So I'm not a donut guy, but these are fantastic.
You know, what made me think of this is you get debates on different social medias on who's better, which donut shop is better. So I thought I would do one on Jason's Donuts. I like Jason's Donuts. I like the donut shop downtown. Yeah. Those are my two go-tos. I don't buy any donuts at Fred Meyer's or Safeway just because there's many other things there to buy.
Yep.
But I like dealing with small business.
I think Fairbanks is unique in the fact that it just depends on the kind of donut you want. There's plenty of options and room for everything.
There is.
You know, it's not one or the other. It's what do you like?
Yeah.
Go there. You know, I prefer Jason's Donuts because...
Well, let's go here. David, your favorite type of donut is?
Just a glazed ring donut.
Really?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Mine happens to be the old fashions. Glazed old fashions.
And mine are the jelly filled. So there we go.
Number two is the Persian that we're going to get to next.
Ooh, that looks delicious.
Now I thought that was like a cinnamon roll.
Well, it can go that way too. but it's called a Persian.
Okay.
And my favorite thing to do is put a dollop of butter, put it in the microwave for about 3 seconds, heat it up, and
yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Do I know how to have a Persian donut?
So much, yes.
What? And then God made the Persian donut.
This thing is phenomenal.
You know,
it's like a cinnamon roll.
It is.
It's like a cinnamon roll.
With glaze.
Yeah, with glaze on it. Like, seriously.
And the way they bake it and the way they wrap it, so to speak.
Well, and like the key difference between a cinnamon roll and the Persian is the cinnamon roll is tighter wrapped.
Yeah.
And the cinnamon roll comes with a frosting, not a glaze.
Yeah.
The Persians are thicker. They're bigger. They're fluffier. And they're not overpowering in cinnamon.
A different style of wheat.
Yes.
And flour.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not overpowering. Some cinnamon rolls, you know, like I find cinnamon rolls, they can be overpowering. I'm not a big cinnamon person.
Yeah.
But this is perfect.
You know, I remember the big thing at Denali Elementary School was the breakfast. They do it in every breakfast, but for a quarter, you go down and get a cinnamon roll and a cup of milk.
Oh, there you go.
And man, you'd work your rear off on Saturday and Sunday, get that quarter from my parents on Monday. I could go in there and get that. I mean, that was a big thing. And I always got the chocolate milk and the cinnamon roll.
Nice.
And so that's why I just have that wonderful liking of the Persian.
These remind me of the way my dad used to make cinnamon rolls. My dad made homemade everything. My dad would never buy us donuts, ever. He wouldn't buy us pizza. He wouldn't buy us. He was a chef. He made the stuff. And so he would. And this is the way my dad would make them, more Persian style than cinnamon roll. They're fluffy. The texture is. It's like a donut.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a biscuit. It's like a donut.
Every Sunday growing up, would go to church.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would go to his office, and I'd go with him, and would come back on Sunday, would make two stops. The first stop was at the post office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd give me the key. I'd go in there, and I'd get the mail for him. It was a big thing. You know, when you're 9, 10 years old, that's a big thing. Then we'd go down to the old downtown Safeway store, and they had a bake shop. And he'd always get the cinnamon loaf. You know, it was a great big cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
So you just pull off parts of it, and he'd always get the chocolate donuts, you know, it's chocolate donuts.
Yeah.
And he'd get about 8 of those and would come home with that, the mail, the donuts, and the cinnamon log, you know, whatever it was. And the 4 kids would go crazy and get a sugar high. And then by about 1 in the afternoon, my mom would kick us out of the house. Get out of here. You guys
go run your sugar off.
Don, why are you doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
But the donut in America you know, it's always been there. You know, they fry them, they bake them.
Man. I think we happen to be one of the only countries, actually, that eats donuts as a breakfast. Like, in France, it's a dessert. Donuts are dessert, just like their cookies, just like their big, everything is a dessert there. You know, breakfast is hearty. Their breakfast is over there in Europe and stuff. They're hearty breakfasts, you know, they insist.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah, bangers and mash, beans and sausage and eggs. Yep. And they're hearty breakfasts. They don't do the sweets. We, on the other hand, we're like, hey, let's take this up
donut,
a notch.
A donut anytime.
Breakfast, man.
A
let's,
donut
yes.
is anytime. Anytime. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after a message from our sponsors.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Things are coming back around, and it's time to celebrate. So do it with friends at Bobby's Downtown, with an amazing selection of Greek and Mediterranean cuisine, along with loads of your American favorites. Plus, one of the finest bars in all of Fairbanks, Bobby's Downtown, where everyone is family. Don't forget their amazing lunches during the work week, and check out their fantastic daily specials and amazing drinks. It's all at Bobby's Downtown, one of the best things about downtown Fairbanks. On 2nd Avenue, that's Bobby's Downtown. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, I'm here with Melissa. We have such wonderful sponsors for this show. We get to go out and discover those unique places at Fairbanks.
Yes.
The wonderful world of Fairbanks has to offer. And Jason's Donuts is certainly one of them.
Oh, it's more than certainly one of them. Jason's Donuts is exactly what this town needed.
Yeah. And it's interesting when I was in there today, everyone comes to that door had that look of,
how many more are left?
Is yeah, exactly. There? Everyone who comes to the door, relief.
Yeah.
Relief. Okay, I'm not here too late.
Yep, and what most people don't realize is it's like calling to reserve a box of donuts is almost impossible. They're a very small, family-run shop. It's the wife, the husband, and the two kids. They run that place, and the husband and the kids make the donuts. The wife sells them, and so it's, you know, they're swamped. They have a line out the door, so people are trying to call and reserve a box of donuts. It's like, you got to go there and get your donuts, or order them the day before. You can go on their website, and you can order your donuts the day before, and they'll get them ready for you, and then you have them. But if you don't do that, you got to show up there because they are high demand.
You know, if you're going to treat yourself special one day, go get a Jason's Donut.
Go get a Jason's Donut. And if you've not had a Jason's Donut, go get a Jason's Donut.
And the selection they have, no matter what, as I was looking at it, I told her, this is my toughest decision of the day.
Yeah.
You know, which four am I going to take?
Yep.
And leave the rest? Oh, my goodness. I felt like a criminal.
Well, and, like, you didn't even get one of their cake donuts.
No.
Then their cake donuts are phenomenal, especially the cake, the chocolate one. Their chocolate cake donut is absolutely the best thing I have ever eaten in my life. And they also got the cherry one and the orange one. And they're, oh, so many.
Melissa, thank you so much for helping me on this portion of the show.
You're welcome.
Giving you a donut was my highlight of the day. Walking in and saying, I need your help, and you're looking at me sort of sternly, and I said, it's Jason's Donuts, and you lit up like a Christmas tree.
I said, okay. Entice me with food.
Thank you. Our next section that we're going to do is the kitchen question. And I often have people look at me and say, how do you get the grill marks on the steak? And what you want to do is you want to do the diamonds. So what you're doing is you're having a steak and you're grilling it, be it a Weber, gas, charcoal, doesn't matter what it is. What you're doing is you're getting your grill very hot and you're putting your steak on the grill and you're searing it for 3 to 4 minutes. And then what you do is you're going to take it and you're going to move it off that spot where it's cooking to another spot. And you're going to turn it 90 degrees. And that gives you your diamonds, your squares, whatever you want to do. And then you're going to sear it for 2 to 3 or 4 minutes, depending on your thickness and how you want it done. Then what you do is you flip it back over to the original spot where you had your steak or your steaks. You can do this with multiple steaks. And you're a repeat. You're searing it for 2 to 4 minutes, depending on how much you want your steak to be cooked. And then you're bringing it to the new unused portion of your grill that's or reheated back up, and you're turning it 90 degrees, and you're getting your great grill marks on your wonderful steak. Now, here's my choice food for you this week, and it's from one of our sponsors. And it's only on Thursday, but I walked into the Garden Island Deli on a Thursday morning, get my newspaper, and I was smelling their roast beef that they're cooking. And I literally said to the person at the counter when I was buying my newspaper, they're making you work under these horrible conditions because it smelled so good. I'd have been salivating all day. Every Thursday, they have their French dip sandwich, which comes with the au jus to dip it in. And it's made on a wonderful sourdough roll, and it's thick, and you can get it with a style of cheese that you want. I always go provolone, but it's a wonderful, thick, packed sandwich. One of the best in town. It's only on a Thursday. It's a little gem secret here in Fairbanks. Get over there between 10:30 and 12:30. After 12:30, just like Jason's Donuts, they're only there until they're gone. And if you sit in there and watch, everyone was walking on a Thursday, I'm going to have your French dip. I'm going to have your French dip. I'm going to have your French dip. It's one heck of a sandwich at a great location right there on Illinois Street, and you got to have one. Do it on a Thursday. It's the only day there. Now, Fairbanks, we're at the end of August, so we're going to be coming into winter here soon. The geese are flying, the cranes are flying, they're going home. And soon, you're going to have a lot of the seasonal restaurants that we get to enjoy. They're going to be closing down. So here's a few that you are going to want to go have a nice meal at prior to them closing down and going south for the winter. There's a food business, a food sales, out at the Howling Dog. The Howling Dog is open. It's called Pete's Kitchen. I've met him. And he's open from 5 to midnight, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Same working hours as the Howling Dog. And they're open. And Pete gets out there at 3 o'clock and he starts making his bread because he makes an incredible Pete's Indian taco. It goes for $12. And it has everything on it. It has beans, meat, cheese, onion, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, salsa. It's wonderful. But he also has a full menu out there. A fantastic bacon deluxe cheeseburger. A fantastic jalapeno pineapple bacon pepper jack burger. He's got great hot wings too. and his Doritos, his Nachos Supremes, and his Doritos Nacho Supremes are wonderful. You can get seasoned fries out there, fry bread that goes with it, honey sweet fry bread. A wonderful place, something you should look at doing prior to the end of the year. Also, along College Road, a lot of those seasonal restaurants are going to be closing down. One of the best burgers you can get is from Cajun Mike, and it's called This and That. It's on the south side of College Road, right near Hess Avenue there on College Road. And he makes great burgers. Just, you got to treat yourself. Go see Cajun Mike. He's got a wonderful menu, but it's called This and That. And he has wonderful, handcrafted meat pattied burgers that he makes, each individual one. These aren't frozen bought patties, no. He makes these by hand. They're wonderful. You got to try these. Also, Chena's Alaska Grill. They're at off Boat Street. They are open from 5 to 10, and they're open, I believe, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They do not take reservations. First come, first serve. Doesn't matter if you're in the hotel. Doesn't matter if you're a Fairbanks in. Doesn't matter. And with their, with along with everyone's need for service, servers, workers, they do not have the lower portion of their deck open. So they're only open 5 days a week, and they're at basically 75% capacity. But they give you wonderful service. If you need, if you can only sit at the bar, you can have dinner at the bar. They have probably what I would consider the best seafood menu in town. And they're only open for about another 2 to 3 weeks. So it's something you have to go and do. You have to hit Chena's Alaska Grill there on Boat Street. Now, I try to be very positive on the show and give you good recommendations and what to do. But sadly, I must bring up the loss of the Two Rivers restaurant. John and Kim, they had a great business that they took over from Tony and Angela. And they put their heart and soul into that. And some very horrible person who's just basically terrorizing the Two Rivers area burnt it down. So I'm one of those people that have empathy for them and the Two Rivers community. So I talked with John and Kim, and what I'm going to be doing is on Saturday, September 11th, from 4 to about 7 p.m., we're just going to have a barbecue out there for anyone who wants to come and just enjoy what the lodge was and also what their next lodge is going to be. That's right. You heard it here first. They're going to be rebuilding, and they're starting to get all that lined up. And so I'm going to be putting on a barbecue, burgers, ribs, those sort of things out there Saturday, that very special September 11th day. That's right, 9/11. And you're welcome to help me if you want to give me a call at 750-2888 to see what you can do to help me. But we're going to be investing in the Two Rivers community that is such a wonderful community. And John and Kim are going to be rebuilding the Two Rivers Lodge. And on Saturday, September 11th, from 4 to 7, maybe 4 to 8 p.m., we're just going to go out there and enjoy ourselves and just appreciate the community of Two Rivers. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. Remember Jason's Donuts. Remember This and That Grill. Remember Chena's Alaska Grill. And remember, on September 11th, out at Two Rivers, we're going to be having a little event. You have a great day, a great Saturday, and I will see you soon and talk about more food.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales.